Hello and welcome to episode 104 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today is the culmination of Ancient Wonders Week as we look at the last but not least of those wonders, the Lighthouse of Alexandria. The Lighthouse of Alexandria, also called the Pharos of Alexandria, if you're pretentious, was built by the Egyptians in the 280s BC. I shouldn't say Pharos Lighthouse is the name you use if you're pretentious. It's actually another wonder, like the Mausoleum of Mausolos, that lent its name to what it is. In Spanish, the word for lighthouse is faro, obviously derived from the Pharaoh of Alexandria. At the time of the building, the city of Alexandria was already a pretty big deal, famous for the Library of Alexandria, which, now that I think about it, I'm kind of surprised the library didn't make the list of wonders. Now, the Lighthouse of Alexandria was definitely a big deal because it was the first lighthouse in known history. It stood at least 350 feet tall and acted as a beacon to the ships coming into the port. Ironically, when you look at the other wonders, they're almost all statues or memorials to dead people or deities. This particular wonder is the only one of the original seven that was built for a practical purpose, that is, to guide ships safely through treacherous waters. Perhaps because of this, the lighthouse became immensely famous in the Mediterranean world. Ancient Romans even minted coins with an image of the lighthouse. The lighthouse was sturdy and made it through a handful of earthquakes over 1,000 years. It was finally taken apart in 1375 AD, the last surviving wonder before the Great Pyramid of Giza. And so we've come full circle, from Egypt, out, and back again. While most of these wonders aren't around anymore, they certainly still inspire awe, if for no other reason than by giving us a moment to pause and try to ponder how the heck they built all that. Thanks for tuning in to episode 104 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. And that wraps up Wonders of the Ancient World Week, but never fear. August is the month of wonders, so we'll continue looking at different wonders throughout the month. And we'll continue with our look at magnificent structures next week, starting tomorrow